Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world at kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from my morning show, Tyler Russell, on KX93.5. We're very happy to have in studio now Craig Finn of The Hold Steady. We're going to talk about his new solo record coming out in September. Good morning, Craig.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming on. All the way from Brooklyn, New York, by way of Encino. Where were you today?
I woke up in Encino. I'm staying with a friend up there, so I had a nice drive down. Nice early drive down.
Thank you for coming. Laguna's happy to have you. So we'll talk about a lot of stuff here, and we're going to hang out with Craig for a little while. He's going to play a few songs acoustic for us. But let's talk about the new record, which is called Faith in the Future. And there's a lot of, I guess, meaning behind this for you, because it comes out on September 11th, and one of the singles has to do with watching the World Trade Center fall.
Yeah, and it was a year. I moved to New York September 2000, so almost a year to the day the terrible events of 9/11 happened. And I went up on my friend's roof and watched the towers go down. But the record I made, that's only one song. But when I looked back, and I didn't go into the record hoping for this, but sometimes these things reveal themselves to you. When I went to go record all these songs I've written for this record, I realized a lot of them are about people kind of persevering after tragedy or moments of change. And 9/11 is but one example. But certainly it's sort of strange in that almost all the songs have something to do with that.
Right. Did something else happen in your life around that time that was a catalyst for that?
My mother passed away. Yeah. And when I got back to Brooklyn after that, I was kind of in grief and sort of, just depressed. I'd been with her through, she had cancer. And so I got back and I needed something to do. So I just kind of went to work and I started writing songs. And none of the songs directly address that loss, but they all, when I kind of look back, had to do with other people just trying to get on with their lives.
Yeah. You have an uncanny ability to stay upbeat with your music while it still has a somewhat depressing tone sometimes. Is that intentional?
I think it's the juxtaposition of the two is something I'm really attracted to.
Yeah.
But, when we made this record, I'd written the songs and I went to the producer and I said, I want it to be elegant. I'm going to be 44 years old by the time it comes out. I feel like it needs to be age appropriate in some way. And I also want it to be optimistic. And even beyond the title, even though there's some pretty sad stuff that happens to the characters in a lot of these songs, I think it is in the end optimistic.
Cool. Again, Craig Finn in studio of The Hold Steady, a new solo record coming out. And you are keeping both projects going still, right?
Yeah. Yeah, The Hold Steady, we did 120 dates in 2014, and it was a lot. And so I think everyone needed to kind of chill. And we aren't really doing anything this year, but I certainly hope we'll crank it up in the near future. But in the meantime, I have this record to go out. And I never really get tired of running around and playing, so it's good I had this record to go do.
Jason and I are both very interested in donating to your Pledge Music campaign so we can either play fantasy football with you or watch a game or take a walking tour of New York. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. This record is kind of interesting because it was done in a very traditional way. It was through a label. Partisan Records is coming out. But in The Hold Steady, we'd done this pledge campaign for our fan club and did a bunch of fun stuff with the fans. And I realized the community around this stuff is really important. So even though we had the record in the can, as part of the pre-order this time, we did some of those pledge things, which, you can pre-order the record, but you can also add on and do things like go to a baseball game with me or take a walk around New York, and I'll show you some of the places that were inspiring to me. Or my personal favorite, which you mentioned, play fantasy football with me, which I was sort of surprised. I thought that one was going to be the most popular. And there are still a few spots open in that one. So I think that's the one to jump on. The other cool ones have been record shopping, which I actually went record shopping.
I saw that. Yeah.
With a fan yesterday at Amoeba in L.A., which was awesome. And, for the price of that, I buy you three records of my choice. hoping to curate. And we did a book club, too, which I'm excited about.
This all sounds very romantic to me. I can see you and I walking around New York, maybe hand in hand. Totally platonic, obviously.
It's possible. It's possible. We'll see where it goes.
How thrilled was the kid yesterday that you went to the record store with?
Well, he's a really good guy. I met him up in the observatory. Is that in Santa Ana?
The venue?
Yeah. And it was his 21st birthday. So I'd met him before outside the club. He'd spent his 21st birthday with us last year. So I knew him a little bit. But it was cool. He knew a lot of music. He's only 22, obviously, now. And I was sort of thinking, like, I wonder if what he's going to know at 22. But his dad was a big rock guy. So I was like, you know this? He'd be like, yeah. But we got him some cool records. I think the Wire Pink Flag was I think my favorite of the three we found for him, because he was like, I've never heard of Wire. I'm like, oh, that's one of my favorite bands. You're gonna love this. And he liked a lot of things that were similar. So I was like, oh, this is gonna be good.
Cool. A dream come true, probably.
It was really cool.
That's awesome.
You seem to like that a lot. But a lot of musicians are a bit scared of the whole connection to fans thing. You know, for the longest time, rock stars flew around on separate jets and they had nothing to do with the fans, and now it's very important, right?
Well, it's very important. I think more than ever it's important to build a community, and you want people to feel a part of what you're doing, and that's what this stuff really does, and I think it's more important than ever.
Yeah, it's cool that you embrace it so much.
Thank you.
Why don't you play us a song?
I was going to say the same thing.
All right.
This is the first song on the record. It's called Maggie, I've Been Searching for Our Son, but the way I've been doing it acoustic is closer to how I showed the producer it originally, and it ended up being kind of a more upbeat song on the record, but this is sort of the darker and sadder version. Maggie, right. I've been searching for a son. Well, there's a darkness in my body, and I think I might be ready. Maggie, I've been searching for our son. It's a big hole in my thinking. Lately, I've been seeing things. Maggie, I've been searching for our son. If you're down and out, if you still have any doubts, if you doubt that there's a savior yet to come, stop what you're doing, close your eyes and keep on breathing. Slowly turn your face up to the sun. It was warm in Arizona, it was cold in Colorado. Maggie, I've been searching for our son. There were crosses on the altar, those golden Eldorado. Maggie, I got blisters on my thumbs. If you're all strung out, if you still have any doubts, if you doubt that there's a rapture yet to come, hey, pick up the papers, see your stories and the pictures. Kid went to the movies with a gun. There's a house out in the desert, and I lived there with some people. Maggie, that guy said he was our savior. But once he took our women and turned us into his soldiers, he had a patch of radical behavior, and the ATF were belligerent. There were handcuffed girls with barely any clothes. There was power in their numbers. There was silver in their holsters. Trucks as they rode slowly up the road. Well, there's a darkness in my body, and I think I might be ready. So if you're still duck down south. If you still have any doubts, if you doubt that there's a heaven yet to come, well, there's a darkness in my body, and I think I might be ready. Maggie, I've been searching for some. Maggie, I'm still searching for some.
Wow. Nice job, man.
Thank you.
Craig Finn, live in studio now of The Hold Steady. You recognize that iconic voice from many years of music, I'm sure. That was an acoustic, just incredible, mesmerizing version of Maggie, I've Been Searching for Our Son from the upcoming record called Faith in Our Future, right?
Faith in the Future.
Faith in the Future. Wow. Great.
Do you have faith in the future,
Craig? I do. I sort of feel like, I think we all do. I mean, I think the fact that you got out of bed this morning and came to work means you all have some amount of faith in the future. You think it's better than staying home in the long run. And I think in writing this record, I kind of tapped into feeling that was kind of beautiful, that with very few exceptions, we all kind of get up and do our thing. And there's some beauty in that, I think.
Yeah, we've already answered the one question that's worth asking. You know, are we going to carry on? And we are, because we're here.
Yeah, we're here, right? most days. And you know, every once in a while you take a day off, but mostly we kind of get up and have the idea that if we keep doing what we're doing, it's going to be better.
You're asking some big questions. Songs like that, it's just so there's five or six things I want to ask you about. There were lyric and blah, blah, blah. But I think we should leave it to people to sort of figure that stuff out for themselves.
Well, it's cool that you mentioned that, because he's doing exactly that. We should talk about the video that you're producing for the song.
And we can do that?
You've asked your fans to kind of contribute their own versions of it in video form, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it kind of comes from two different things. One, I've never liked making videos. Always standing in front of a green screen and lip syncing or something. It just doesn't seem very becoming. But number two, I thought, again, going back to the community, I thought, well, everyone's got a camera on their phone now, and if you can give me 6 seconds or 3 seconds of something from where you're from, which, could be, we've had things come in from Brazil, the UK, and Australia. It's like, wow, there's just so much cooler stuff out there than me jumping around in front of a green screen pretending to play guitar. So people are sending things in, and we're going to create a video out of those. And the idea is to incorporate some image. You know, there's certainly a lot of search. There's been a lot of searching things, a lot of people driving around looking for things, but or just writing lyrics on a cocktail napkin and holding them up in a bar, and I think it's going to create a really cool thing.
Do you have a favorite yet?
There was a really cool one, I thought, with refrigerator magnets, where the guy kept writing out the lyrics in refrigerator magnets and taking photos.
Oh, it made it look like one.
Well, and it would go like, that. But then every after every line, he'd open the fridge and take out a beer, which I thought was pretty cool.
How many had he had by then?
I don't know if he's drinking them. It might have been artistic. But.
Well, the song's about, obviously, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, so it's about searching for some great truth for yourself in your life, the son, or there's a religious element to it.
Yeah, I think it's about a guy who's sort of gonna pass soon and trying to wrap up some loose ends, and he's also looking back, and he's done a lot of travels. He's done a lot of things in his life. He's been in Colorado and Arizona and all these things, and this scene in the desert where the ATF came in, and he's obviously been searching his whole life, and continues to do so right until the end.
I'm always impressed that you're willing to share what your songs are about, because they're so shrouded in mystery and the characters, it's so up for interpretation. But you're always the first to tell us.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I tell some. I also believe that I want to write things that allow people to put out their own lives and hopes and dreams into the songs.
Yeah.
I think that's part of writing songs. Like, you got to leave that room,
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the new record's release, which is out September 11th, Faith in the Future by Craig Finn. And another song that I imagine you'll play for us, Neumeier's Roof, has to do with September 11th.
Right.
And can you talk about how this all ties in together to releasing the record?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this story. September 11th as a release date was kind of like, well, you can have September 11th or you can have it 2 weeks later. And as an artist, you're like, I wanted it early. You want it out, yeah. You know. But I'll tell you the story, which I tell on stage, is I was working at an office on September 11th at 15th and Broadway, and my boss was this guy, Chris Neumeier, boss and good friend, and he had an apartment in the East Village, and he said, let's go down there and watch, you know, see what we can see. We get up on his roof, and we're watching the towers burn, and he, you know, keep in mind, this is 9:30 in the morning on the East Coast, yeah. And he said, hey, should we get some beers? And it sounds very detached and unemotional now, but at the time, we didn't know what we should be feeling, and we'd just gotten off work. So I said, yeah, well, we might as well get some beers. And so we drank beer and watched the towers burn and then collapse. Now, that's the first part of the story. The second part of the story is that there was a girl on the 34th floor of that tower, the first tower, and when the planes hit, they told her to stay where she was, you know, and she didn't think that sounded... They told everyone that. They said that's safest. She didn't think that sounded that great, and she left on her own and against orders and walked out of the building and did her best then, like the rest of us, to get on with her life for the next few years. And one night, some years later, she went to a birthday party, and I went there too, and I talked to her, and we talked all night and fell in love. And so when I wrote this song, it was also kind of about, you know, thinking about faith in the future. I think all my life certainly fell into darkness after 9/11, but the idea that there's something out there better. And whenever I sing the song, I'm glad she didn't do what they tell her to do. Told her to do.
Want to play it for us?
Yeah, it's called Neumeier's Roof. There were the same bloodsuckers in the lobby again. And when they called my name, I waved. I thought they might be my old friends. They had the cross in the car, they had the pig in the pen. I was in the bathroom doing my best to ascend. Devin Thomas had the party supplies. He said he likes how it looks when I roll back my eyes. Studio sent a car to collect me. When the driver dropped me off at the lot, he said he'd never forget me. The publicist picked up lunch again. I had a Pabst and some pemmican. She said, man, you're so damn American. Devin Thomas had his eyebrows raised. He said he liked me much better when I was walking away. No, I've never been crucified. I never suffered or died. I've never been shot. But I've been lied to a lot. Well, hotel lobby, late night TV, you're either up on the stage or you're down on your knees. Blood in my hand, ash in my wine. You can see how I get anxious sometimes. Nails in my hand, blood in my eyes. I feel pretty cool, but I know I look fried. All these tall tales and one tiny truth. Saw the towers go down from up on Neumeier's roof. Yeah, we were drinking. Yeah, we were frightened. It was all so confusing. Doubting Thomas went and talked to the cops. He said, this sure seems like an inside job. No, I've never been crucified. I never suffered or died. Never been shot. I've been lied to a lot. Well, hotel bar, they got the game on TV. You're either up on the lights or you're out on the streets. Yeah, we always want more, but we get what we need. I saw your girl at the movies. She seems pretty sweet. Thank you.
Doubting Thomas has a cynical take. He said the more you destroy, the more that you make. No, I've never been crucified. I never suffered or died. Never been shot. I've been lied to a lot. Look at these mountains, look at these trees. Tom, there must be something you believe. Look at these mountains, look at these trees. Tom, there must be something you believe. Well, Tom, there must be something. Tom, there must be something you believe. Tom, there must be something. Tom, there must be something. Tom, there must be something you believe.
Oh my God, damn, yeah. You are so good.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Very unassuming Craig Finn there. Unbelievable.
So, thanks so much.
You know what's nice about the lyrics, that, about your writing for me? And I'm not just here to blow smoke, but I think I'll blow a little smoke. But is the sort of balance between a lot of songwriters, it's sort of stream of consciousness, and you get the feeling that it's just a catharsis for them.
Sure.
This thing, like, I mean, I'm embarrassed. I'm sitting listening to somebody's therapy session. It's not really for me. I'm not that kind of a guy, but and then there's the sort of straight storyteller. But you bring yourself to the table and yet tell us a really strong story.
Yeah, I mean, I think it for me, it's I always think like the really confessional style stories. I back off on because you know the most of my life is you know waiting in line at the post office and going to the grocery store, and those wouldn't make for very good songs. So either you got to wait for something good to happen for you, or else, you know, you can kind of write in characters about people you know or things you've seen. And that's why I think I like to bring characters into it a lot.
You know what you should do? You write a song, you tell the story like this. You go, I was standing in line at the post office, and then you do 3 minutes of this is how I was feeling at the time.
that's one way in. One way
right?
In.
But the songs are really strong. There's that sort of, I was going to say, you were saying, you know, I think that's because, you know, I write these stories because I think it's because you're a guy from Minnesota.
Possibly.
You know? There's a thing, it's a storytelling city.
It certainly is a musical, I mean, obviously, Minnesota is, right, a storytelling city from F. Scott Fitzgerald to Garrison Keillor,
yeah.
Bob Dylan,
right.
To, you know, Paul Westerberg, so. There's a long history of that, and certainly the Minnesotan in me hopes I'm part of that lineage.
Where does it come from? That is that sort of that Lutheran repression, or what?
I think the cold weather has to do with. I mean, it's cliched to say so, but I think it's true. I mean, you have to stay inside a lot, and you have to find out things that are entertaining to you indoors, and even outdoors activities. Like Minnesotans, I've never gone ice fishing, but I mean, that's not much more than being inside, but you're outside.
Yeah.
We've got Craig Finn in studio of The Hold Steady. Again, the new album, Faith in the Future, comes out September 11th on Partisan. We've heard two songs from it acoustically. You can go to pledgemusic.com and donate to basically fund your own experience with Craig if you'd like before the record comes out. That would pre-order it for you. I'd like to play the recorded version of Maggie, I've Been Searching for Our Son, which is totally different than the one we did live. And we're going to come back. We're going to play a game with Craig. We're going to hear one more song from him. So keep listening if you are online. And thank you from wherever you are. We are KX93.5 in Laguna Beach, California. Craig Finn's in studio.
Body, and I think I might be ready. Maggie. sun. There's a big hole in my thinking. Lately I've been seeing things. Maggie, I'm still searching for some. If you're down and down, if you still have any doubts, if you doubt that there's a savior yet to come, stop what you're doing, close your eyes and keep on breathing, and slowly turn your face into the sun. It was warm in Arizona, it was cold in Colorado. Maggie, I've been searching for our son. There were crosses on the altar, there was cold in El Dorado. Maggie, I got blisters on my thumbs. If you're all strung out, if you still have any doubts, if you doubt that there's a rapture yet to come, hey, pick up the paper, see the stories and the picture. A kid went to the movies with a gun. Turned us into his soldiers. He had a patch of radical behavior, and the ATF were belligerent. There were handcuffed girls with barely any clothes. There was power in their numbers, there was silver in their holsters, and the trucks as they rolled slowly up the road. There's a darkness in my body, and I think I might be ready. If you're stuck down south, if you still have any doubts, if you doubt that there's a heaven yet to come. There's a darkness in my body, and I think I might be ready.
That's the recorded version of Maggie, I've Been Searching for Our Son by Craig Finn of the Hold Steady, who's in studio with us right now. That new album comes out on September 11th, and you can pre-order it now online. We are KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. We're non-commercial radio, and that's why we can stop for 40 minutes and hang out with one of our favorite dudes. So, hi again, Craig.
Hey.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, good for you guys.
And speaking of that, we're going to play a game with you now. Okay, are you ready? I haven't told him anything about this game, nor have I told you.
I don't know anything about it either.
Okay, so we like to keep it fun for the people that visit KX93.5 and memorable. So we're going to play a game now, Craig, called Craft Beer or Indie Band.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to give you a word or phrase, and your entire job is to identify whether it's a ridiculous indie band name or a unknown craft beer.
Got it.
Okay, and yeah, like you, as a drinker and a music fan, might be excellent at this game.
I'm not a big craft beer guy, though, so I might not know. But we'll find out.
So we'll take turns. Jason will answer first, then you will answer first. And
these are all real names of real craft beers and real indie bands.
All craft beers, all real indie bands.
Right.
Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Okay, number one.
All right.
Throbbing Gristle.
Throbbing Gristle is an indie band.
Absolutely.
You both said indie band, and you're both correct. Indie band is right. Well done.
But a lot of craft beer was drunk in the naming of that band.
Okay. How about Satan's Almighty Penis?
Wow. Great name.
Craig, you're first.
Craft beer.
Yeah, it's got to be a craft beer.
It is an indie band. Ooh. Wow, it is an indie band. Sorry to both of you. How about...
Christian label.
How about Tactical Nuclear Penguin?
Wow.
These are all real.
Am I first?
Craft beer or indie band, Jason?
Craft band.
Craig?
Indie band.
It's a beer. So Jason was right because he said both things. Yeah, it's a beer. Tactical Nuclear Penguin's a beer.
Wow.
How about...
The world would be a better place if we had Tactical Nuclear Penguins. Marginally.
AA meeting. Craft beer or indie band?
In a meeting.
AA meeting. Like
AA meeting. Yeah, AA meeting. That's not nice.
Craft beer. That's a craft beer, but I don't approve. Yeah,
I disapprove of that. It is a craft beer.
It's actually an indie band.
It's well, an that makes it better.
In that case, I approve fully. Yeah.
That makes it better.
All right.
We used to do a thing at a local bar here, and I won't name the bar, but it's a dive bar in town, where if you brought in your 30-day chip from AA, they'd give you a shot.
Yeah. There's a place like that in Minneapolis,
what?
Too.
It's not right, is it? That's not right.
That's so uncool.
Yeah, it's not right.
How about aardvark spleen?
Beer.
Band.
It is a band. You got it's a band. Aardvark spleen is a very famous indie band. all right, we'll do a couple more. Scrotum grinder. Scrotum grinder is a band or a beer.
I think that's a band.
Scrotum grinder.
Mm-hmm.
Beer.
It is a band. Craig's two for two in the last
show.
I feel like they put anything anatomical. I think no one was going to, especially that kind of thing. I don't think anyone who's trying to sell a food product or drink would go there.
Penis wouldn't be in the name. That's right.
Now that's what I've learned.
And the final option for you both, ill-tempered gnome.
Beer.
It is a beer. You're both right. Well done.
Yeah. Sounds like a pub.
There's something a bit sort of, I don't know, Lord of the Rings-ish about it.
Yeah.
In the snug, drinking the gnome.
Well, good job, Craig. Scrotum Grinder did not stump you, and I think you are the winner of Craft Beer Indie
Band. Awesome.
Yeah, well done.
Let's write that song in the break.
Yeah.
Scrotum Grinder.
Scrotum Grinder.
Scrotum Grinder.
I like it.
Yeah.
Needs kazoos.
Mm-hmm.
Craig, do you want to do one more song for us?
Yeah, I'm going to do a song called Christine. And I was talking about the song with a friend the other day, and I realized it's the only song I've ever... It's about a girl and a guy, and the girl's maybe one step too wild, and the guy's one step too careful. And I think I realized it's the only song I've ever written with a guy who's too careful. and it goes like this. She went to Memphis with some dentist that she met on some weird website. When she came back 3 days later, she couldn't speak for a week. At the diner, after bar time, in the bright lights, eating French fries, she starts to cry. Christine reads some magazines, New York, Los Angeles, London. Everyone wants something. I just want Christine. She says, let's move to the city, stay up all night, live the high life. I said, maybe first we visit, make sure that we like it. Christine reads magazines, New York, Los Angeles, London. Everyone wants something. I just want Christine. I just want Christine. Thank you.
She went to Pittsburgh with some pilot. She says she tried it, but she didn't like it. When she came back, all distracted, sort of shaky, sat in silence at the diner, eating French fries in the bright lights. After bar time, she starts to cry. She says, "You're such a good guy." Christine reads magazines, New York, Los Angeles, London. Everyone wants something. I just want Christine. I just want Christine. Christine, I just want Christine.
Yeah, nice job. Thank you so much. Craig Finn, I wish other people could be in this room with you to watch you perform this close up, you know, from 5 feet away. It's mesmerizing to watch him.
Thank you.
And you barely open your eyes. You're so into your song. You're so deep into it. You know.
I don't know where to look. You know.
It's a little intimate, isn't it?
If you yeah. Just look sometimes at it. It's you know, like when you're performing, I really like seeing the audience. But when you're in these kind of smaller, intimate things, it's best to just check your eyes.
Well, for the record, I was looking at you the whole time. Okay. So if you had opened your eyes, it would have been kind of a really awkward
or a moment. Or it would have been a very special moment.
It would have been. We'd have probably heard you gasp.
Well, an absolute pleasure to have you in studio this morning. Again, Craig Finn of The Hold Steady, the new album Faith in the Future, out September 11th. It can be pre-ordered now. We heard three songs acoustic this morning, and we heard the recorded version of Maggie, I've Been Searching for Our Son, for which there will be a video soon, and you can see the lyric video for New Myers Roof online now. Craig, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Really have a nice trip up the coast and your press tour, and then maybe if you're on the East Coast listening, you can catch you starting in Woodstock right in October.
October 14th, I think.
You're playing Woodstock.
And it's a tour. Yeah, it's which is where we made the record. And that's where the tour starts.
Very cool. You're good at making things cyclical.
Yeah. Tying it all together.
Anything else, Jace?
No, just thank you for coming in. Man. I was cursing you this morning when I got out of bed early to be here. And now I'm just delighted. It's been fantastic. I had a little concert. So that's great. Craig Finn on KX93.5. Couldn't be better, could it?